Hey, happy Podcast Tuesday. It's Al for Lou and Al for breakfast here at the Borders 105.7 Triple M. Flying solo today on Listener. Lou's got a couple of appointments, but we'll be back on deck tomorrow from 6, where once again, we're going to give you plenty more chances to win your way to the Red Hot Summer Tour. And how good does this look? April 1 next year, April 1st, not an April Fool's joke, but a stellar lineup of some sensational Aussie talent, including Bernard Fanning. You've also got Paul Kelly, Mossy, Troy Cassidaly, Vicar and Linda, Mark Seymour, Bernard Fanning. Oh, this is huge. So we'll let you know just after 6 tomorrow, the song of the day that you need to listen out for, the Red Hot Song of the Day. And when we play it, 133353. Also going to give you another crack at $1,000 and those bonus tickets to Sip and Savor, the free money minute after 8. That's happening. And being a Wednesday tomorrow, oh, I love this. The competitive nature of it, my favourite part of each working week, has got to be Fight for Your Flashback. We pick a theme, we pick a song each, and then we battle it out for the right for that song to be heard. Two songs enter our version of Song Thunderdome, but only one gets a spin, and we'll need your help in voting and deciding which one that is. So that's all tomorrow. Right now, though, for today's podcast, we're checking out some of the events of the weekend and the last couple of days, because seriously, there has been a lot on, including on Saturday, we gave away $5,000 for our Borders Luckiest Street. And if you missed the big announcement, who walked away with the 5K, how happy they were, that's coming up for you very, very soon. Yesterday, Monday, we played our Free Money Minute with a bloke who's always fun to catch up with, Toey Phil. And we knew going into this was going to be a ton of fun. Turns out we were absolutely right on the credits there. So that's coming up for you too. But before we get to that, today, earlier on in the show, we caught up with Jackie Partington from the Care Van Foundation talking about how the van's going and the Christmas appeal that's coming up. Because while we might be enjoying a great Christmas, we're making our plans, we're working out our shopping lists, Black Friday coming up, that's going to be a big help in saving a bit of coin for it. There are plenty of families that we know across the border that are struggling, and it should be a happy time for them, but it might just be a stressful time. So Jackie joined us for a big chat about how you can get involved, how you can donate, how you can bring a little bit of light to people who are going through a bit of a difficult and dark situation. That's where we start here on this big podcast right here at Listener.
Care Van do an amazing job helping out people on the border who just need a bit of a helping hand in many different ways. And Jackie Partington, one of the directors of the Care Van Foundation, keeps us abreast of what they need. Hi, Jackie.
Good morning, Lou and Al.
You're certainly gearing up for a busy time ahead of Christmas, of course, a very special time for lots of families. But as we understand, Jackie, there are plenty of families that are doing it tough across the last few years. And sometimes they think Christmas and think, oh, you know, this is really disappointing. We can't have a good Christmas, can we?
Oh, absolutely, Al. It's a really difficult time. I think no one in our community is exempt from the rising costs of living at the moment. Mm. And you know, getting into Christmas, it's a joyful time, and it's a time that should be enjoyed and not endured. And unfortunately, in our community, there's lots of people that are in need, and I think we can make a difference to them as a community to get behind these people that are really and spread some of our Christmas love and cheer that we've got in excess for some of us.
Yeah, so true. And even if we're not, if we don't have a great deal in excess, just any little bit that any of us can contribute is very welcome. Now, how can people help out Care Van this Christmas?
Oh, and Lou, I think that's really important. Any tiny thing, together we can make a difference.
Yeah.
So we've got some big bins outside West End Plaza, Meyer, and there's one going to Man Central in Wodonga next week. If you're an organisation or a business, you might also like to contact us via our Facebook page, and we can also drop a bin out to you. And we're collecting non-perishable food items and Christmas goodies, which are then wrapped with lots of love by our volunteers, and we distribute them out to different organisations that are already calling us saying, we've got all these families in need, can we have some of your hampers? And we distribute them to people as well. So any non-perishable food items and Christmas goodies to go into those hampers, it's just amazing.
And you can't miss those bins, can you, Jackie? I mean, they're bright white. They've got the Care Van symbol on it, the bauble on top. I'm just having a look at the Facebook page at the moment. One at Johnny Rockers. You've got another one at the Albury Preschool. They're collecting some donations there. Peter Stewart Property Conveyances. It must be heartening when people call up and go, we heard about your bins. We want one of your bins here.
Oh, it absolutely is. The generosity of our local community is extraordinary, and we don't take it for granted. But at the other end as well, when you're able to gift one of these hampers to a family whose pantry might be bare, or, you know, they're worried about being able to enjoy Christmas with some food items, to see the smile on their faces and the gratitude they extend to those that have donated is really heartwarming. And
wow.
It's, you know, a generous community that we live within, and certainly appreciated to be able to share what we have with each other.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Jackie, now you mentioned your volunteers who'll be packing up the hampers. Are you in need of more volunteers to help at this time of year?
Oh, look, we've probably got enough for the minute. We're always in need of volunteers. Next year we'll be doing, as we extend some of our nightly meal services, we'll be looking for some more volunteers. At the moment, we've probably got a nice steady stream that are keeping us going through until Christmas, but certainly next year you'll hear me on the radio looking for some new volunteers then. Thank you, Lou.
Absolutely. Jackie, always appreciate the update. Caravan, one of those fantastic things across our region. And, you know, I don't think too many people get out and about around town without seeing the van and what you guys do all around it, which is absolutely commendable. Thank you for the update. If people want to get into, once again, grab a bin, find out about what you do, volunteer for next year, the website?
Website or Facebook page, and we'll get straight back to you.
Fantastic. Jackie from Carevan, thank you so much.
Good on you. Thanks. Have a lovely day, everybody.
Lou, this is it. We've hit the highlight of this competition.
This is it. It is time to announce the winner of $5,000 in the Border's Luckiest Street. Now, I've got a fair few people from a fair few different streets that are waiting to find out if they've won the $5,000.
It's not you, Mel.
So let's see.
Boss Mel, it's not you.
Let's see whose day we're going to make.
Okay. Is everybody ready?
First of all, it's the winner is from Mount Street, East Albury.
Is anyone from Mount Street, East Albury?
Who lives in Mount Street?
We've got one over here.
Any more?
Anyone else from Mount Street, East Albury?
Well, hopefully it's you.
Let's find out.
The winner is Kerry from Mount Street,
Kerry.
East Albury.
Kerry, come on over.
And you're the only representative from Mount Street here, so amazing.
Kerry,
that's so good.
Kerry, you and I are standing in front of a cheque for $5,000. That's yours.
That's amazing.
You look so stunned.
I truly am.
That's fantastic.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
So have you got the $5,000 earmarked for anything?
Oh my God, I think my kids have.
Have they?
Definitely, yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, it's not every day $5,000 magically appears in front of you, is it?
So shocked. Never happens.
Well, you say your kids have, but you know what? I hope that you've got a little bit of that put aside for yourself as well. Surely you can think of something lovely to do for yourself.
I reckon $50 is probably earmarked for me.
No.
Come on, you rang up. You told us about the location. You got yourself in the running for this. You turned up today. That $5,000 is yours, Kerry.
Thank you. I've earned it. Thank you.
Yeah, you really have earned it. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
That's amazing. And to everybody else, commiserations, but thank you for being part of the Border's Luckiest Street.
And they still got to win plenty of amazing stuff in the Border's Luckiest Street Lucky
Dip. Absolutely. So please enjoy the rest of the festivities as we...
She started to shake.
just a little bit stunned. I'd be pretty stunned.
Reality is slowly starting to hit. $5,000, the big winner, Kerry. Funny. Congratulations. That's huge. So there we go, Lou.
Oh, the Border's Luckiest Street, done and dusted. Congratulations to Kerry from Mount Street in East Albury.
And thank you to everyone who was a big part of this. It was so much fun catching up with residents from right across the border, finding out about their neighbourhoods and how much they love their neighbours.
I know. And didn't we find out that most of the people we spoke to absolutely love their neighbours and do a lot of cool neighbourhood stuff?
Which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great community we've got here on the border.
Yeah, that's
and
for sure.
All of those stories have just been absolutely amazing. So, yeah, another big winner here at Triple M. Plenty more to go. So the Border's 105.7 with Lou and Al.
The Border's 105.7 Triple M Free Money Minute.
What do you do for money, honey? How do you get your kicks?
11 past 8 on your Monday morning with Lou and Al for breakfast here at the Border's 105.7 Triple M, and ready to rock and roll. He is so happy he's made it through. It's Toey Phil.
Hey Phil, how are you? Oh, guys, I'm on a high already. Just a good start of the day. Drew's good.
He's ready to rock and roll. How good's this? All right. Plans on $1,000 if you win, Phil.
Oh, mate, we're building a house, so money's probably going to go into that. So, yeah, it's great to be in league for me appliances.
There you go. Laughing. All right. Well, let's see if we can help you out there. You know the rules, Phil. Only true or false answers, no passing.
Awesome. Let's do it, guys.
Here we go.
All right, good luck.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
1/80th of 400 is 5. According to the saying, you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. Hollywood is actually a suburb of Los Angeles.
False.
Scolionophobia is a fear of school. The red and green kangaroo paw is the floral emblem of Western Australia.
False.
Gluten is a protein found in wheat, barley and rice.
Fruit.
In computer terms, RAM stands for Rapid Access Memory.
Fruit.
The movie Rain Man starred Tom Cruise and Danny DeVito.
False.
A butterfly's taste buds are in its feet.
Fruit.
If someone is on the pist, they're probably skiing.
False.
I love that question. All right, 3 seconds left on the clock.
So juvenile.
Yeah, I definitely don't feel like I'm 42 today. after that, Phil, how do you reckon you went?
Oh, look, I think I'm feeling pretty confident. Maybe an 8. I don't know. Okay. There we go.
Let's have a listen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh. Yeah, not a great day for the free money minute
today.
No.
Well, I guess getting through is good anyway.
That's okay. Yeah, exactly. You got halfway there. Let's have a look. Hollywood is actually a suburb of Los Angeles.
It is.
Someone vaped. The red and green kangaroo paw is the floral emblem of Western Australia.
It is.
It is. Gluten is a protein found in wheat, barley and rice.
Well, it's not in rice.
No. Oh, it's not.
There you go. In computer terms, RAM stands for Rapid Access Memory.
No, it stands for Random Access Memory.
And my favourite question, if someone is on the pist, they are probably skiing.
That is true, Phil. That's what they call the groomed ski slope, the pist.
I don't bloody ski.
Now you know, Phil.
But I didn't get on the pist.
Hey, that's it for today's podcast here at Listener. Lou and Al, thank you so much for checking out what we've been up to. Like I said, back again tomorrow. Red Hot Summer Tour tickets, Fight For Your Flashback. We've got our free money minute. We've got heaps of stuff. Big Wednesday show on the way. You take care. Stay dry. Keep out of that fierce wind that's been rolling around as well. And we'll chat to you soon here at Triple M.